the break, I was shuffling through my trivia cards, John, and it's broken down into categories. You've got science, general knowledge, and tree facts. And here's one for you, since it's relevant to our time. Winter solstice is an important day for trees because it's the shortest day of the year, and as days begin to lengthen, it triggers trees to get ready for the summer. True or false?
It triggers something that causes the trees to get ready for spring, for new growth?
Correct.
I would say correct.
You are correct. Those technical answers, a lot of times it's...
they didn't give you any details. It didn't say why. Now you got to go look that up to find out why.
Why
that's happening.
Push out the new leaf growth.
But yeah, those
get
short,
ready to photosynthesize.
Those shorter days do trigger mechanisms within plants to let them know it's time to get ready for some new spring growth. In fact, we were going to talk a little bit about that today. In terms of the winter activity of roots, scientists have done a lot of studying on above ground parts of trees, but the below ground parts of trees have been a little bit harder to research because you can't really dig them up to look at them without destroying them. So, but some new technologies have given them the ability to do some observation and studying of what happens underground. But in particular, what's happening during the winter when trees are in dormancy? The above ground parts of the trees, of course, don't have leaves on the deciduous trees, and there seems to be a lack of inactivity. But research has shown that despite the fact that things are slowing down above ground, the roots are still active, and they can be very active, especially if the soil temperatures remain higher. It has to be kind of in that... above freezing, of course, once the, roots can freeze and they can be damaged in certain climates. But if those soil temperatures are high enough, it can be cold. Even the surface soil can be frozen. And of course, the above ground air temperature can be below freezing. But the ground can be adequately insulated enough so that roots can continue to go in about their business of growing, actually expanding into new areas, colonizing new soil, repairing damaged roots from the past, gathering resources and nutrients and water, all getting ready for that first spring push. And scientists thought that because the above ground parts of the tree were in dormancy, that it was logical to assume that the roots were just, hunkering down as well. And they do slow down. Metabolism does slow down in winter, but it doesn't. Those roots are actually staying quite active. And why it's one of our main reasons why we recommend very strongly to do fall fertilization, because research has shown that fall fertilization is important because the trees are utilizing it during the winter. And now that we know that there's heightened root activity during those winter months, they're utilizing all that fertilizer you put down in the fall. They're utilizing it all winter long, so that when they have that first spring push of growth, they're hitting the road running, so to speak, and you're not chasing those nutrient issues. Sometimes if you wait until you do spring fertilization, you haven't done any fall or late summer fertilization, you're kind of chasing those nutrient deficiencies, because once the new spring push comes and there's a nutrient deficiency, you're putting fertilizer down. Some of it is a slow-release formulation, and it takes a while for the tree to uptake it and actually for you to see any results. So a good fall fertilization program is key to giving those trees a really great start in the spring.
And on along your theory of so goes the roots, so goes the shoots, and that complements this theory perfectly. When you look at the spring growth and the new trees growing out and the branches getting wider, well, it's growing out to where the roots have grown underground during the dormant season.
Yeah, they're of course, as a corresponding growth above ground for everything that's happening up below ground. And the converse is true too, that when the roots are suffering, then you're going to see those above ground parts of the tree showing some of those indications of stress or possible disease, that's where we often will have an insect or a disease problem. And it's not really, those are sometimes secondary problems. The underlying problem is basic plant stress, And once the tree is stressed, it's vulnerable to the insects coming in or those disease pathogens having an advantage over the tree that under normal circumstances, normal healthy conditions, the tree could have fought those off and wouldn't have had an issue with them. But under those stress, you know, those multiple stresses, kind of death by a thousand cuts, sometimes it takes a keen eye to know, you know, what are the primary causes of these problems that the trees are facing. Is it just an insect or is it a broader problem of overall tree health that's causing the issues?
And a lot of times one of those problems can lead to another problem that can lead to another one.
Yeah.
You know, a poor tree that can't have the sap to keep the bugs from boring in. You know, the bugs get in, now the disease come, and it just all kind of snowballs downhill from there.
Yeah, we refer to it as a mortality spiral, where a good example is sunburn leads to a defoliation of the trees, which leads to further sunburn. Then flat-headed borers can sometimes get in and start to do some damage to the vascular system. So by the time we sometimes look at a tree, it's had a year or two of some stresses that we can start to identify. And if we can backtrack with your investigation, you can determine what those initial causes were.